So, what I'm going to talk about, to think about it, Lungta Mahabodh just talked about the four samana, or the four Arya Pugala, the four noble beings, Sotapanna, Sakadagami, Anagami, Arahant. So, you think we can think our way to these stages, or do we have to practice and go through the hardship, of fighting the Kilesa? There's no work that is more tough than the work of the samana, the work of a recluse. Fighting the Kilesas is the same as fighting ourselves. Whatever I think, it's not the right. Whatever I want, it comes from the Kilesas. Whatever I dislike comes from the Kilesas. And our path, is to fight the Kilesas. Fight our oppressor. Maybe it's easier if we call him on our oppressor. Because that's what it is, he constantly suggests us, do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that, I'm too tired, I want this, I want that, I don't like this, I don't like that. Our master comes in form of greed, hatred and delusion. But the master mind of Avijja is behind these three armies. I talked often about it, The path of practice is the path, to fight three armies, And then, once the three armies are defeated, then we find the mastermind, Doesn't have any legs, he doesn't have, any legs anymore, any spears, any weapons, He just is, Avijja, But before that, we have to fight our prison guards, And the prison guards are the Kilesas, And in the beginning, it's greed and hatred. That's why we do the body investigation. We investigate the body, inclusive of the senses, of the body, because that's where greed and hatred arises. Just reflect about it. Whatever you want, whatever you like, whatever you dislike, it's connected with this body. You like to see this, connected to the body. You like to hear that, connected to the body. You don't like to hear that, connected to the body. That's why the number one investigation is body, 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 body. The second one is body, body, body. Third one is still body. Before we come to the namakandhas. In the West, they always like to investigate the namakandhas because the body, it's tiring, And it's not so nice, taking the body apart, it's not so nice, Looking inside, looking inside our stomach or looking what is coming out of the body is not so nice. We don't like to do that. So we go to the namakandhas, to the mental khandhas, mental feeling, and thoughts, memories, consciousness. Memory, association. But we cannot do that before we, when we think about it, what I just said, about the three armies of greed, hatred and delusion. It's delusion that pushes greed and hatred forward. And the delusion is rooted in thinking and memory. So how we are going to fight, how are we going to fight delusion if we have not overcome greed and hatred yet? Can anybody tell me how to do that? If you have two armies, in front of you, there's no way around them. So you first have to get rid of greed and hatred, And that is a path, It's a path of practice, Sotapanna, And he still has full greed and hatred, Sakadagami, he reduced the greed and hatred to half, And only the Anagami, has no greed and hatred anymore. And then body investigation stops. And then he can go investigate the namakandhas. But body investigation is not so nice. We get slightly angry, or sometimes really angry, you know, when we investigate the body, when we open it up and look what is inside. Yeah? The only thing that we see, you know, when we look at other people is, you know, the outside of the body, the skin. Yeah? And the skin is a big deceiver. What is underneath the skin? Huh? Ever looked at it? Huh? Ask, you know, if you have a friend that is a doctor, you know, I mean, ask him, you know, when the first time he opens a corpse, you know, what is his reaction? The natural reaction is, you know, either, you know, to throw up, yeah, or to fall unconscious. We don't like to see what is behind the skin. The skin is a big deceiver. It makes us, you know, it fools us into thinking this is this and this is this. Yeah, this is young or this is old, yeah? But there is no age, you know, when we remove the skin. There's hardly any sex, you know, when we remove the skin, yeah? We don't want it, yeah? We like the form, yeah? It's one. Rupa is also form, yeah? Rupa is body, but it's also form. We like the form, yeah? Different kinds of form, each time a form, yeah? It's the same with our food, yeah? This taste, you know, and that taste, you know, it has to be different all the time, yeah? I mean, if you eat the same food every day, the same thing, you know, I mean, we get bored. Huh? Now we want to taste this, yeah? And the Thais are great in this, you know? I mean, they come out every month, there's a new taste, yeah? Yeah, have you tried this? Have you tried this? You know, yeah, you have to try this, yeah? When we come from the West, normally we don't crave so much for different kinds of tastes, yeah? But, yeah, that's the same thing, for the ears, you know? The sound, this sound, that sound, yeah? And if you hear the same sound over and over again, it's boring. Then we need a new sound, yeah? Oh, yeah. Or we need to travel here or travel there because we don't like our house, you know. We don't like our apartment. We have to change, you know. We have to change the curtains. We have to change the inventory, you know. I mean, whatever, our new couch, you know, and this and that, yeah. Kitchen, yeah. I mean, we cannot stay, you know. I mean, we cannot just stay with the same things. We learn it a little bit when we are here, yeah. Our kuti, yeah. But even then, you know, some people, you know, I mean, yeah, rearrange their kutis, you know. Actually, there's not much to rearrange. Yeah. So, we live here in a simple way, you know, and that is, you know, that brings us or boils down, you know, to the essentials, yeah. Essentials, you know, of greed and hatred, because we see it, it's coming up, yeah. I mean, we eat only one meal a day, you know, once a day, you know. I mean, so the craving for food comes up, yeah. In the afternoon, we want to eat this or we want to have that, yeah. You can see it, you know, when you eat panna, you know, yeah? And especially, you know, reminded, you know, when I see you. Panna, you know, it's not only panna, you know, it's talking, yeah? That is not the purpose of our visit here, to talk, you know, to the others, yeah? We talk to ourselves all the time, yeah? It's not loud, you know, it's quite silent in form of thought, yeah? We talk to ourselves. And here we are, you know, I mean, to stop this talking, to stop this mental formations, yeah? Or you also can call it mental asava, you know, the outflows, yeah. We need to stop them, yeah. And how do we stop them? Through meditation, yeah? And how do we meditate? You know, I mean, we sit, you know, comfortable, you know, close our eyes, yeah. And then, you know, either, you know, be with the breath coming in and breath going out, or with the mental repetition of the word Buddha. And if we have very much difficulties, then we can do put with breathing in and do with breathing out. Yeah. And every thought, every memory that comes in, we replace with our attention on the Buddha or on the breath. Yeah. And that's where our effort goes. We don't need to push the Buddha, we don't need to push the breath, yeah. Or we don't need to change the breath, yeah. it's It needs to become. No. We need to observe the breath, or we need to observe the Buddha. That is the idea of meditation. Yeah? Not to make something, yeah? Like we are trained in the West, we constantly have to make something up. No. We are here, you know, to observe and observe and observe, yeah? And if you still don't know what observing means, yeah, I mean, we live here in a monastery inside of a forest, yeah, and there are lots of animals that we can observe. You cannot change what they do, but you know what they do. How can we not know? Huh? When we observe them, we know what they are doing. Yeah? When we observe the squirrels, you know, they jump from one branch to the next branch, you know, then climb up the tree, you know, then jump to the next branch. We don't have to think what they are doing. Instantly we see and understand. And that's the same thing, you know, this kind of quality we have to put in our meditation. Observe the breath. How is the breath? Is it deep? Is it shallow? Is it rough? You know, is it long? Is it short? Yeah. The Buddha, the same thing. We observe it, yeah. And when our mind goes out, you know, we bring it back, yeah? Gently bring it back, yeah? And sometimes we need some effort, you know, to bring it back because the mind doesn't want to go back, yeah? Just let me think about this, yeah? You think one time, you know, and then you're gone for hours, yeah? Because one thought, you know, leads to the next thought, leads to the next memory, and so on. And then you're gone. Relax. So, and that is our main focus in the beginning, you know, to make the mind completely calm until there are no thoughts and no memories coming up anymore. And then, yeah, it is like re-energizing our chitta, yeah? It just energized, yeah? When we come out of this meditation, we feel really, yeah, really energized, yeah? And concentrated. And then, once we are concentrated and energized, then we could do the investigation, yeah? Of the body, yeah? I mean, we can look at our life, yeah? We can go back to the time we are born, and what did we do then, yeah? Huh? When we just came out of the womb, what did we do, yeah? We played with our hands, we played with our arms, we played with our feet, you know, until we learned to walk, yeah? And then, you know, I mean, we explored all the environments, yeah? And then we learned to talk, yeah? And then we went to school, then we learned to read and write and think, yeah? 16 years, you know, until we could use this body in its full strength, yeah? What do we do then, yeah? We find a job, yeah? Work, until, you know, we get retired, until we have no energy left in this body anymore, and then we just wait, you know, after retirement, we just wait to die. And hopefully, you know, hopefully when we are retired, if we make the best out of it, yeah? We prepare ourselves for the next life, yeah? And when the next life comes, yeah, and we are born as a human being again, what do we do? Yeah? We learn to walk, we learn to talk, we learn to read, we learn to write, yeah? We find a job, yeah? We find a family or whatever, you know, whatever it is, yeah? And everything starts from afresh. And that goes on forever. Unless we find a way out. In that, where the Lord Buddha's teaching comes into place, to find the way out. And the way out, it's the fourth noble truth, the way out is sila, moral precepts, five moral precepts when we are here, the eight moral precepts, samadhi, the ability to concentrate on one object, be it the breath or be it the Buddha, knowing what this breath is doing, knowing what the what the Buddha is doing, until we get into upachara samadhi, yeah, access samadhi where there are no thoughts, no memories coming up anymore, and when we come out, we feel energized and relaxed, yeah, and concentrated, yeah. Or we go into Apana Samadhi where the whole universe collapses. That is the first wonder of meditation, yeah? I mean, we go there, you know, and when we come back, you know, I mean, we can't believe it, you know, what happened. Because everything disappeared. Not only our senses, but everything. The whole universe collapsed into one point, yeah? Just like, you know, what do they say, the first atom, you know, that created this universe, yeah? And that happens in Apana Samadhi, yeah? I mean, subject and object merges into one point, yeah? And there's nothing you can say about it, yeah? Everything, this whole universe disappears, yeah? And then after that, you know, when we come out of Samadhi, we do our investigation. And the investigation is this body, yeah? I mean, we can think about our life, yeah? I mean, we can reflect about our life, yeah? We can reflect about the last years, you know? Now we can, you know, we can disassemble the body into its bits and parts, yeah? Probably everyone knows the 32 parts of the body, you know? I mean, just cut them out from the person, you know, that sits on the seat, you know, and throw them in front of you and look, yeah? And once you see all the parts, you know, with your inner eyes, not with the outer eyes, yeah? Where's the body? What is the body? And who sits there and knows that body part? Yeah? I mean, there's somebody, you know, somebody, we call it the citta, yeah? Who sees this body part, yeah? And what part of the body is the body? Is the brain the body? Is the heart the body? Is the lungs the body? What is the body? It's an assembly of different parts. Yeah? Just like the Lord Buddha said in one of his similes, you know, if you put the cart, and disassemble the cart into bits and pieces, you know, where's the cart? There's no cart. Huh? Where's the body? There's no body. There are body parts. Yeah? Just like with a cart, you know, when you disassemble it, there's just, you know, bits and pieces, yeah? And then you can assemble it to make a cart, yeah? And same thing you can do, the same thing, you know, back, you know, with the body parts, you can reassemble it, yeah? And, yeah, I mean, I encourage your fantasy, huh? Reassemble it in different ways, yeah? put the brain between the legs, you know, yeah? And the ass, you know, on your shoulders, you know, because that's what most of the people here in the world have, yeah? They have no brain, yeah? So, that's up to you, yeah? And see it, yeah? Or strip it down, yeah? Strip it down until you see the skeleton, yeah? And then, you know, see other people as skeletons, you know, how they move, how they, yeah? I mean, how they interact, yeah? Have you ever seen two skeletons interact, yeah? I mean, yeah, you can train it, you know? You can train it to see people as skeletons, or you can train it to see people without skin, yeah? That's all, you know, this is our training, yeah? It's our training to overcome greed and hatred, huh? Because our lust instantly goes, you know, when we see the other, the object of our lust, you know, without a skin. There's no excitement coming up. Yeah? The moment we put on the skin again, you know, I mean, the lust comes again. Yeah, so we have to remove it again, and then we put it back on. Yeah, we have to change, you know, the loathsomeness into the beauty. Yeah, and the beauty into the loathsomeness. Yeah, that's a game. Yeah? That's a game we have to play. But before that, you know, we have to investigate the body for what it is. Yeah? That's a part, yeah? It's a part to Sotapanna, it's a part to Sakadagami, it's a part to Anagami, yeah? I mean, a part to Sotapanna, there are two fetters, you know, morality is one of the fetter, yeah? Silabhata Paramasa, you know, and the other fetter is the doubt. Doubt that there's heaven and hell, yeah? Doubt there's karma, that there is result of karma, that there's good karma, there's bad karma, that there are beings in heaven and there are beings in hell. Yeah? But I think if we made our way here, you know, I mean, we don't have any problems with the first two fetters, yeah? Now, the problem that we have is the third fetter, yeah? And it's a tough fetter, yeah? To see the body not as not self, yeah? Get out of the body, take the chitta on a tour, you know, and leave the body here, yeah? Take the chitta, you know, and go to hell and see your friends there suffering, yeah? Or go to heaven and see some of your, maybe some of your relatives, you know, having a nice life, yeah? And then ask them, yeah? I mean, if you go to heaven, ask them if they have dukkha. Huh? And you will be surprised. Why shouldn't we have not dukkha? Because we all still have desire, yeah? And desire brings dukkha. Yeah? That's the second noble truth. Desire brings dukkha. Desire to be, desire to want, desire not to want, yeah, not to be, yeah. That all brings dukkha, yeah. And beings in heaven do have dukkha, yeah. Not as much as we, yeah. But they're still, yeah. So, and once the chitta is outside of the body, we can have a look at the body and see that the chitta and the body are two different things, yeah. Remember the simile I give you. You know, it is very similar. We are born in a car, we die in the car, we never get out of the car. We have to assume that we are the car. And that's the same thing with the body. We are born, the chitta is born in this body, dies in this body, never gets out of the body, so it assumes, you know, the chitta and the body are one and the same thing. But it's a wrong assumption. So take the body out, you know. I mean, you can try it, you know, if you can't get the chitta out of the body. I mean, try it, you know, to put the body out of the chitta, yeah? I mean, just disassemble it in front of you until all the parts are there, yeah? And then see who sits there and sees the part, yeah? If you do that often enough, maybe it clicks, yeah? Well, hopefully it clicks sooner or later, and then you see the chitta is the chitta and the body is the body, yeah? Until it becomes so obvious, you know, and we go into a deep samadhi, and then, yeah, I mean, the first three fetters are cut, you know. And when we come out, you know, I mean, we are sotapanna, we are stream entry. That is the least thing, you know, you should achieve, yeah, you should aim for, yeah. Because that makes an end of our endless tour, yeah. How many millions, how many trillions of times have we been born? And not only as a human being, we have been in all these 31 realms of existence. Yeah? We have been to the animal realm. Yeah? I mean, even the Lord Buddha was in the animal realm before he became the Buddha. Yeah? Don't think you've never been in an animal. Yeah? We've been to the ghost realms. We have been to the demon realms. We have been so often in the hell realms. I mean, uncountable times. Each time we go against the precepts, you know, I mean, means, you know, we have to spend some time in the hell realm, yeah? Most of the time. Unless you attain sotapanna, then you don't go down anymore. You don't go down to the lower realms. Huh? Or, you know, you aim for the highest goal, not to be born ever again, yeah? Not to come back, yeah? The Arahant, or the Anagami, not to come back in any of these realms. Just stay, you know, in the five highest realms, yeah, where you still have to do some work, yeah, until you can become an Arahant or go into Parinibbana. So, it is completely up to you, yeah, put the effort in your practice, you know. Don't slack off, yeah? Here is a perfect place. I mean, we try to make it as easy, yeah? With the least amount of work to do, yeah? For each one who comes here, you know, so that he can practice, you know, at least 12 hours a day, yeah? That's a minimum, yeah? 12 hours a day. 6 hours in the morning, yeah, you get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, until your meal time, you know, it's already 4 hours. After the meal time, you know, until Pana, it's also 5 hours. So you already have 9 hours, yeah. And then after that, you know, you take a shower and you still have 3 hours to go, yeah. 3 or 4 hours, huh? Or you get up later and practice more in the evening. That is completely up to you. That's why this is called the Forest University. Nobody tells you the schedule, yeah? Now it is walking meditation 1 hour. Now it is sitting meditation 1 hour. Nobody tells you. It's completely up to you, huh? So you have to have some self-discipline, you know, I mean, to get, get it working. But then you will feel free, yeah? I mean, you can sit for 9 or 10 or 12 hours, yeah? You start sitting in the evening at 5 o'clock, you know, until 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, yeah? Or sit through the night, yeah? 12 hours, yeah? It's completely up to you, yeah? Nobody tells, you know, how long, you know? Or what to do. If you do sitting meditation, if you like sitting meditation, you can do sitting meditation. If you like walking meditation, you can do walking meditation. So it's completely up to you, yeah? Whatever, you know, brings you the most, you know, the most concentration or the most samadhi, yeah? Do that, yeah? You're here free, yeah? But of course, you know, I mean, you have to have some self-discipline, you know? Isn't it? And that's what we lack, some of us are lacking, self-discipline, yeah? To force oneself, yeah? I remember, you know, after I did the first retreat, you know, first 10-day retreat, yeah, I was never lacking the self in there. Every moment, you know, I didn't have any work to do. I was sitting down, practicing. So, get some self-discipline, yeah. And with this, I end the talk. You know, if you have questions, you're free to ask them. Yeah. Otherwise, you can come in the morning after the meal and ask me questions. You know, if they are more personal. Yeah. If they are more general, you can ask them now. Newcomers. No questions. Fun, relaxed. Okay, and then come ahead, you know. Yeah, and Eve, make the most of it, yeah. Yeah, we don't have much time left, yeah. Yeah, I mean, not many years, yeah?
Yes, this is what I was thinking of.
Yeah, that's yes. What I meant. Huh?
Yes, I know.
And the moment we are retired, we don't have much time left, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, so what is the question? Wait.
How can we ensure that our parents go to some good place after death, even if they have broken the third precept?
There's no way. I mean, killing is, you're prone to go to hell, yeah? And if you break the third precept, you know, I mean, sexual misconduct, you go to hell. There's no way around it. But of course, you know what you can do is, you know, I don't know how long they're in hell. That depends on the depth, you know, of their breaking the precept. Yeah, it can be from weeks, you know, to decades, you know, or to hundreds of years, yeah, or thousands of years. That depends really upon it. But what he can do is, you know, I mean, he can share the merit of his practice of his good deeds, you know, with his parents. So when they come out, you know, normally when you come out of hell, you go to the ghost realm, yeah, and there they can receive the merit, you know, that you share with them. Yeah? Or when they come to the human realm, then they can receive the merit, or if they go to the heavenly realm, yeah. But in hell realm, they cannot receive the merit because it's, yeah. So that's what he can do. Yeah, I mean, there's no way, you know, I mean, if your parents have done misdeeds, yeah. If I remember correctly, my father had to go down to hell for 10 years, yeah. But then after that, instantly, you know, he went up to heaven, yeah, because of his good karma. And when I remember what Lungta said, you know, when he went down to hell, you know, to this kind of hell, because not every, you know, I mean, we go to one hell, you know, for one of the precepts, you know, and the next time we go to another hell for another kind of breaking the precept, yeah. And so he went to this hell and then went up to heaven, you know, and then went down to that hell and went up to heaven and then, you know, I mean, so just to get rid of his karma, yeah, before he became a human being again. So that. Is there another second part?
It also says, how can someone go to a good place after death?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, keeping the five precepts. Yeah. I mean, the minimum is, yeah. I mean, I explained it so often, you know, I mean, what is the path to heaven? Yeah. I mean, the path to human life is keeping the five precepts. Yeah. If you have enough respect, you know, if you have enough gratitude, and especially if you have a lot of generosity, then. And including keeping the five precepts, you can go up to heaven. Yeah. If it's not enough, you're at least born in the human realm. Yeah. Okay, so I wish you good practice, yeah? Make the most of it, yeah? Adeline, Fang. Huh? What is her name from Vietnam or California? Huh? How? How are you doing? Yeah. Huh? Make the most out of it, yeah? Do chongkram. But don't walk up and down, you know, the street. That is not good, you know? I mean, 30 meters, yeah? It gets really easily boring and then you can fight boredom. Yeah? What is boredom? We never ask these things. What is pain? What is pain? How does it feel like? Yeah? The moment we get interested in boredom, boredom disappears. The moment we get interested in pain, we do understand what is pain. Huh? And it can, in the beginning, it can disappear. Yeah? Okay. Ending with this, yeah.